bicycle, bicycle, bicycle.
I want to ride my
bicycle, bicycle, bicycle.
I want to ride my bicycle.
Associate producer Jillian Parks visits with Wade Johnson, executive director of Tri-State Trails, followed by Doug McClintock, executive director of Red Bike, Cincinnati's regional nonprofit bike share program. Johnson's Tri-State Trails provides assistance to local governments to expand trail systems for both recreation and transportation. For example, the popular 34-mile Crown Trail loops around the city of Cincinnati. Tri-State's regional trail system spans across the greater Cincinnati region and into Kentucky. McClintock notes that Red Bike spans two states, providing a flexible micro-mobility option in the community and prides itself on the impact of its equity program. Red Bike Go provides income-qualified access to the service. In 2023, more than 35% of all rides on Red Bike were taken by members of the Go program. Red Bike has been in business since 2024, and Doug has been with the organization since its earliest days, having moved into his current role in the late summer of 2022. Recently, Red Bike has been navigating the choppy waters of developing a sustainable funding model, something bike share programs nationwide are encountering as the transportation option gains popularity but lacks ongoing operating investments. Come along and join Jillian Parks for a most informative visit with Wade Johnson and Doug McClintock.
I'm Jillian Parks, associate producer for Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer. Join us as we talk with Doug McClintock of Red Bike and Wade Johnson, executive director of Tri-State Trails. We're on air with Wade Johnson. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Wonderful. Thank you. It's good to talk to you again after our fun bike ride a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, that was a blast. We're so glad that you were able to tour our city and see what we've been working on.
We loved Cincinnati. It was a wonderful visit and a super fun bike ride.
Yeah, we had fun too.
Great. So tell us how you got started with Tri-State Trails.
So I am the executive director. I was the first full-time staff person, started in 2015. And the effort for Tri-State Trails was organized in a grassroots fashion where many professionals and advocates who had been working on trails in greater Cincinnati came together and said, we need to develop a vision for building out a regional trail system in greater Cincinnati and northern Kentucky. There was an effort to secure funding through a grant to create Tri-State Trails. It was housed previously within another nonprofit called Green Umbrella, which is an environmental sustainability organization. The initiative started off providing technical assistance to local governments who are working to develop trails and really focused on connecting and expanding the trail and bikeway network so that it was connected for folks to use for more than just recreation, but also for transportation. As you got to see, Cincinnati has one of the oldest regional rail trails in the country. It's the Little Miami Scenic Trail. This trail is also known as the Loveland Bike Trail here locally. It's been around since the 70s and was a model nationally for how rails could be developed into trails. And having that example here locally was critical in showing people that this is a great idea and we need to connect it to more neighborhoods. And so, you know, over time, it really grew and had a lot of momentum. And we focused on building this urban loop in the city called the Crown, where we're trying to connect four regional trails and build a network so that folks can use it to get around for recreation, for tourism, for exercise, for health, for all those things.
Wonderful. Tell us more about the Crown.
So the Crown is an initiative to build a 34-mile trail network that will connect the Little Miami Scenic Trail to the Wassam Way and the Ohio River Trail and the Mill Creek Greenway. And the effort for this is aiming to form a 34-mile loop around the city that hits roughly 54 different neighborhoods or communities. And when it's complete, it'll be roughly 350-something thousand people within 1 mile of the trail.
Wow.
Yeah, this effort's been underway since like 2016 or so. Really started to pick up steam in 2019 when we partnered with the City of Cincinnati and Great Parks of Hamilton County, our countywide park district, to raise private money that would leverage state and federal grant funding to build out strategic pieces of the network. We subsequently raised $10 million privately and leveraged that since 2019 into about $16.5 million in federal funding. And that has built out a number of miles of trail that are connecting along the Wassam Way and the Ohio River. And we just got the green light, I think, when you were in town to unlock another trail project to connect Lunkin Airport, where we stopped, down to the Central Business District and the riverfront. And this has been decades in the making. And it's one of the final pieces that we need to complete the first phase of our campaign. And when it's done, it'll be transformational for our city, as you got to see, you know, all the different destinations that it connects. And we're really excited about it.
As you should be. You should be very proud. It was such a fun experience going on that ride. I think I had a smile on my face the entire time.
Anastasia said you guys had the most fun with us. So we'll take that credit right there.
That's pretty true. It was a wonderful experience just seeing the city and the country. I just felt like we saw so much in such a short amount of time. I felt safe. I felt there was a clear path to go on. It was a wonderful experience. So thank you guys so much for doing that.
You're welcome.
Yeah. Is there a part of the trail that you like the most?
You know, that's like choosing a favorite child in some ways.
Yeah.
But I will say, you know, I think the connection to the Ohio Riverfront is really powerful because Cincinnati was a river town and it was so instrumental in how the city developed. And the fact that we are connecting people to the riverfront with the trail to experience a different type of riverfront, not so much of an industrial riverfront as it used to be, although we still have that. Mm-hmm. It is more of a recreational riverfront, and you get to see the scenic beauty that we have here in the Midwest. You know, we don't have a coast or mountains, but we do have beautiful river valleys, and the trails are a wonderful way to celebrate those.
Wonderful. It is very diverse. Yes. I know you've talked to a bunch of people that have used your trails. What are some of the reasons that they say they love it?
You know, we get people who come from all over the country to visit the Ohio to Erie Trail, which is the statewide trail that goes from the Ohio River in Cincinnati to Lake Erie in Cleveland.
Wow.
It's 326 miles, all but about 40 miles of that are separated trail. And because of that long distance, separated, safe experience, it's been a tourism draw for folks. And the Little Miami Trail has, like I said, one of the older rail trails in the country. People have been coming to Ohio for years for that. And many businesses have turned their back door that originally faced the trail into the front door.
Oh.
And it's been so exciting to see the development happen and people wanting to live near this amenity. And I think it's really helped Cincinnati stand out and celebrate what we have that is unique.
Absolutely. That is so cool. What's the furthest you've ever ridden on your bike?
Well, I did the whole Little Miami Scenic Trail in 2022. I rode from my house, which is about a mile off of the Little Miami Scenic Trail, very close to Lunkin Airport, all the way up to Yellow Springs, Ohio, and camped in a campground, and then came home the next day. But, you know, all of my staff, or I should say half of my staff, have done the Ohio to Erie Trail, which is from Cincinnati to Cleveland. So that's on my list next is finding the time to do a 5-day trip and bike all the way to Cleveland.
Wow, 5 days. Oh, that would be fun. So is your trail available year-round? I know you do get different weather than we get here in California.
Yes, trail is open year-round. Certain communities will plow the trail for snow, not all of them, but it is a great amenity, especially, you know, 3/4 of the year for folks to get out and explore Cincinnati. We're seeing more and more people use it to bike to work as it connects to more destinations. And we really hope that the trail can change the way people move in Cincinnati.
Absolutely.
We're a pretty car-centric town, or have been for, you know, the past 60 years, and are really hopeful that this trail will encourage more dense development in our urban core and enable more people to choose to live in Cincinnati and allow them to not have to rely on a car for all of their trips.
Right. Do you think the rise in the popularity of the e-bikes has increased the popularity of your trails?
100,000%. As you guys got to see on the Red Bike e-bikes, it's such an enjoyable, easy experience. It's something's just innately fun about riding an e-bike. And the fact that we have a fleet of over 300 of them on the street through our Red Bike bike share program makes it so accessible. And Cincinnati and Northern Kentucky are very hilly because we are a river town with these valleys, and that's what makes us unique. And you know, for years people have said, oh, you know, it's hard to bike in Cincinnati because of the hills, and we have broken down those barriers with e-bikes and by rail trails, which are, you know, mostly flat because they used to have to carry a train.
Right.
And we're excited that e-bikes will continue to get more people riding bikes and exploring Cincinnati.
All right. Do you have a preference, e-bike or manual bike?
I have an acoustic bike, as I like to say.
Acoustic bike. I like that.
But I don't have an e-bike yet. I've been resisting as long as I can because I know myself, and if I have an e-bike, I'm pretty sure I will choose it every time.
Right.
I like the exercise in the regular bicycle, but I do have a Red Bike membership, and I get my e-bike fixed that way and have a lot of fun doing it.
That's convenient. Very good. When you have family come to town, do you take them on the trail?
Absolutely. One of my favorite date nights, or just like out with friends, is to rent Red Bikes and go on the Ohio Riverfront.
Oh, that sounds great.
Especially when the Reds are in town and you've got like Friday night fireworks happening, being on the river as the sun goes down and, you know, the lights in the park turn on. It's a magical experience.
And, wow.
It's one of my favorite things to do.
That sounds magical. It does. That's great. All right. Is there anything else you'd like to add, Wade?
I don't think so. I think we've covered all the good stuff.
Okay, I wanted to make sure we got everything covered. Okay, great. I think we're ready to chat with Doug. And then are you going to stick around?
If you need me to, I can.
Okay. Yeah, and then I'll chat with Doug, and then we'll wrap it up, and then I'll have you tell us a little bit more about where we can learn about your trail system.
Okay, that awesome. Sounds great.
Thank you, Wade.
Find Doug and pull him back in here.
Okay, great. Thanks.
Hola.
Hola. How are you doing, Doug?
I'm excellent. Living the dream.
Excellent.
What else can we be doing, right?
So. That's right. We are talking with Doug McClintock of Red Bike. So tell us about your amazing Red Bike program that you've got going on in Cincinnati.
Yeah, so the Red Bike program was established in 2014, and it is Cincinnati's bike share system. Much like, you know, systems throughout the country, we allow folks to have access to, you know, over 500 bikes at any given time throughout the city at 70 stations, where folks can ride through their community for whatever reason they need, whether that's pleasure or commuting or, you know, living their daily lives moving throughout the community. And we're really proud of the efforts that we've made in an equity space to really provide bike share for everyone and give everyone the ability to move through our community as they so choose.
That's wonderful. I bet that has made people's lives so much better and easier. They don't have to fight for parking. They don't have to worry about being sweaty when they get to work because they've got their e-bike.
You know, it's certainly a first last mile solution in many communities. I think Cincinnati being more of a car centric community, we're getting there. We're learning about this. We're moving in this direction. And I think, you know, that's normal. I grew up on the East Coast, and transit is a different animal on the East Coast. Everyone's, you know, programmed and understands that that's a way to move through your community, and you link different things together, right? You get on a train, then you get off a train, you get on a bus, or maybe you get on the subway. And then what do you do on that last mile to get from that subway station or that bus station to your destination? Mm-hmm. And Red Bike certainly serves that function in our community for folks who are of that persuasion and understand how to do that. But I think we've got a lot of strides and a lot of opportunity in that space to really leverage micromobility, which is what bike share is considered, as well as scooters and personal micromobility, all of those things, to really give people the ability to move from the outer ring suburbs into the downtown without having to bring their car. It's just a massive game changer.
Absolutely. How many bikes do you have out in the city right now?
So this morning it was 447 currently. Yeah, it's a lot. It's a lot of bikes.
Yes.
And it's a lot of things to do and to take care of. So we have a team of about 10 folks, and we are constantly out there, you know, changing e-bike batteries on our e-assist bikes and pumping up tires and inspecting bikes and, you know, following up on reports from folks that, hey, this has a flat or this is going wrong here, and then maintaining all the hardware that it, you know, requires to maintain the actual stations in our communities, because we are station-based, right? So people have to check a bike out from a station, and they got to return it back to another station. Mm-hmm. But all that technology needs hands to take care of it.
Right.
And so we're very, very active in that space on a daily basis, especially this time of year.
Wow. So you have to go out and check the batteries manually every night, make sure everybody's ready to go for the next day?
Yeah. We've certainly learned a lot in the past 5 years. We rolled out e-bikes in 2019, and it is not a perfect system, but this industry is 15 years old, right? Mm-hmm. And e-assist bikes in bike share fleets are 5 to 6 years old. So we're all learning as we're doing the thing. And I think there are a lot of things we can figure out to do to increase efficiency and provide a better customer experience. But yeah, we are literally going out with buckets of batteries every morning. Wow. And swapping every single e-bike we can get our hands on as fast as we can so that people can get where they need to.
That's amazing. What a dedicated group you've got.
They're amazing. BikeShare is absolutely run on their energy.
Are they all avid bikers too?
It's interesting. Our staff has always been a real great mix of folks. You know, you definitely get the people who are like bought into bike culture and they're cyclists and they're like, I want to do a thing with bikes. And I have to explain to them, you're not really doing a whole lot with bikes. You're kind of driving around in a van a lot. You're not really getting to ride a whole bunch. So it's been interesting how those folks adapt to that space. And then we have some people who are just like, look, I want to give back. I want to do something good in the community. And being a nonprofit, you really have this opportunity to do work in a space that is providing community benefit on a very tangible level.
Absolutely. Well, that's wonderful. You must be very proud of what you've created. This is awesome.
I am really proud of the partners who helped us. This is not my brainchild. This came out of a Leadership Cincinnati class back in the early teens. They said, we want to keep this up and we want to figure out how to make this work. And due to some amazing partners, including UC Health, who was with us as our presenting sponsor for 8 years, City of Cincinnati, and a number of other amazing folks, including some foundations here, Hale Foundation, Greater Cincinnati Foundation, Interact for Health, a whole slew of folks have really helped make Red Bike what it is, whether it's capital investment or ongoing operating investment. And I think that's the crux that we're at. We have to figure out how to do this long term if we want to continue to provide this benefit.
We had so much fun on our bike tour of Cincinnati. It was great.
It is. And to be clear, right, that's the piece that we get to do every day. And I always tell my folks, I'm like, hey, we get to play with bikes. It's a joyful way to move through your community. And yeah, maybe the fastest way or the easiest way to get there, but it is a joyful way to do it. And you can't help but smile and laugh on a beautiful day when you're going to CVS, right? You know,
absolutely.
It makes it so much better to be out doing those things.
That's right. And meeting like-minded people on the trail that are also out enjoying the beautiful weather and the
for sure
wonderful trails. Oh, wonderful. How exciting.
Yep. It is. It's very exciting. It's a great thing to be doing and a great industry to work in, because there's always that undercurrent of that. No matter how the headwinds may blow or all of the challenges that come with you know, trying to build a nascent, you know, transit agency, those things, you always are able to kind of put those in the back of your mind when you're out on the bike or when you see people really having their lives changed by having access to these vehicles.
Absolutely. Now, I know you guys deal with some different weather than we do here. How do you deal with the weather when it comes to Red Bike?
We are open 24/7, 365. If it's too much snow, nobody's going to ride.
Yeah.
There'll be a couple intrepid people. They will do it. but we're there for them, right? We obviously make some changes in the winter and focus more on our repairs and that sort of stuff. But we try to service our equipment and keep it out there as much as possible. You know, somebody's got to go where they got to go. And I don't dictate the time, right? Yeah. We really want to let people choose the path of least resistance for their commute. And we're a piece of that network in Cincinnati.
Oh, that's wonderful. Is there anything else that you'd like to add, Doug?
Well, you know, I think micromobility is just a fascinating little world to delve into, because it functions so differently in every community. And I think that's one of the pieces that's really interesting to look at. No two micromobility systems are exactly alike, no matter where you are in the country. And I think that's a really cool thing to look at. If we look at systems out in your neck of the woods, they function very differently than systems here because your user base is different. So I encourage folks to get out and experience micromobility in all the cities they visit. It's a great way to get around a community and really have a human scale experience with your community rather than just getting in a car and asking someone to Uber you to this location. Get there on a bike.
Yes.
There's a lot of really great navigational tools out there, and bike shares are really helpful in general. They'll generally point you in the right direction. So give them a call and get on a bike and a bike share and support them. They're just a great way to learn a new city.
Awesome. That's great advice. Wonderful. Okay. This is my first interview, Doug, so I was a little nervous. So just
you did awesome, just Jillian.
So you know. I'm doing it.
You did awesome. That's awesome. I'm excited. Like, I didn't know that we were going to talk to you. That's fantastic. That's very cool. I'm very stoked for you.
Yeah. Thank you. Me too.
Tom and I are old hats. We've done enough of these. So that's awesome. I'm very excited for you.
Oh, perfect. Thank you for being gentle. So to learn more about your world, where would you send us, Doug?
To learn more about Red Bike, you can head on over to cincyredbike.org. That's Cincy with a Y. Our website's there. You can check out all that stuff and you can see maps of our stations, all our pricing, all the interesting information about Cincinnati, as well as a lot of the amazing equity work and community-focused work that we've done over the past several years, really supporting a larger swath of things here in Cincinnati.
Wonderful. All right. And is Wade still there too?
Yep. He's right here. I'll put him on.
Oh, wonderful. Hey, Wade.
You can visit tristatetrails.org. We have some really great maps where you can find out where to visit Cincinnati and travel on a trail and all of the wonderful amenities that we have along our trail system.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for your time today, guys. That was a really great interview.
Thank you so much for coming to Cincinnati and seeing what we have to share.
It was truly our pleasure. I'm your host, Jillian Parks, for Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer. We've been speaking with Doug McClintock of Cincinnati Red Bike and Wade Johnson of Tri-State Trails. We'll see you here.
See you, Tom. She did great.
She did awesome.
Yeah, she did wonderful.
Bicycle, bicycle, bicycle.
I want to ride my
This is Roseanne Cash, and I'm sitting here with Tom Wilmer on KCBX Radio. Please support your local NPR station. I listen to WNYC in New York. In fact, NPR is all I listen to. If I didn't have NPR, I would feel like my lifeline to the world has been cut. So, yes, please support your local NPR station.
I say, Christ, I don't believe in Peter Pan, Frankenstein, or Superman.
Income tax.
I said, Jesus, I don't want to be a candidate for Vietnam or Watergate. 'Cause all I